Welcome to Play On, live lessons from the field, brought to you by BrightRock, the company who loves rugby as much as it loves change. Of course, my name is Ella, and if you know me, I love change too. I cannot believe how much I've changed from the beginning Ella, who knew nothing about rugby, to Ella today, who knows something about rugby. And you know what is the biggest thing I've learned? Rugby is more than a game. Rugby is life. And I'm back at my home away from home, Loftus Versfeld, of course, the home of my favorite rugby team, the Vodacom Bulls. And today I have the privilege and pleasure of speaking to bright new rugby player, Kanan Moody. I'm still at my happy place and I'm chatting to the beautiful, tall Kanan Moody. So lekker to have you here with me.
Hello, hello.
Ek dink jy moet maar sit. So that just shows you how tall you are. And I know you're a rookie player in the Vodacom Bulls, no? But what position do you even play being that tall?
I play a winger and fullback, originally fullback. So yeah, it's quite, my length is quite toward my advantage now, being that the game has changed to kicking high balls and contestables. So as a long fullback winger, you get advantage over shorter players.
Yeah, no, you definitely had an advantage. You like looked right over my head, but that's okay. Lucky I'm not playing against you. So Kanan, here you are now, the youngest player in this beautiful team, the Vodacom Bulls. No? What are you planning on learning about the art and the science of rugby from your fellow team members?
I think we're fortunate enough to have like all the players in our team. So players that have played at the highest level, Springboks. So for me, just learning from them how to get ready for games, how to make sure my body is in peak condition and, you know, recovering after games. And with, like I said, with the game changing now as much, so with the art, just adapting my skill level to how the game's changing.
How did you even come to be in a team like the Vodacom Bulls? I mean, where did you come up the ranks? Where did they see you? Did they go to your school? Did you call your parents? Like, because I want to know for my child, how do we do this?
So yeah, like 2020 when, yeah, COVID, I think COVID just started. So yeah, I was still in my trick. So that was like the year where you play rugby. So there's a lot of tournaments where scouts come and watch the tournaments. So like the Bull scouts and different union scouts come to watch the players and see potential in players they would like to sign for the junior levels. So yeah, unfortunately we didn't play last year. I ended up my matric year 2020 with COVID was there. So yeah, fortunate enough my coach had some, got a call from the coaches here. So they said they're interested in me. And yeah, last year, got here, fresh new player that no one knew. So yeah, I played under 20s last year and I was fortunate enough to play junior box as well.
And so if you were to be able to speak to other young rugby players, what is the best piece of advice you can give them on how to keep that dream alive?
I think one thing that stuck with me has been like hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard enough. So at school level, there's lots of talented guys from all over the country. So those guys who work the hardest and sacrifice and, you know, are determined, I think those get separated and those guys go to the next level.
And also like the thing I notice about some sports people, they don't exercise their brains anymore. Like now they're more now professional sports yeah. People and that's all they do. But do you still please use your grey matter?
It's a bit tough now with the demanding schedule we have. So we're playing Currie Cup in URC. But yeah, I try to read a book. So now and then to just keep my brain fresh while I put my studying.
And the traveling must be so fantastic, eh?
Yeah, so yeah, fortunately, like, yeah.
Is your passport full already? Or like,
no,
are you still
no,
working
like,
on it?
So yeah, I've only started this year, but yeah, we went, for my first trip was to Italy. So we played Zebre, then Parma. So that was always a dream come true, my first time going overseas as well, so.
I mean, it's been a short time for you, like you mentioned now, in the professional rugby field, but obviously, there's already been some lessons that has come up for you. Can you think of one of them to share with me?
I think for me, especially as being as young as I am, I think not taking anything for granted. So for me, as breaking through to the professional scene where of rugby players, where you can get to do what you love on a daily basis, is like obviously something everyone dreams of. So yeah, not taking anything for granted and just living in the moment.
Hi Vijay, I'm like sitting here feeling like such a proud mother, and you're not even my child. I am always so impressed and so loving seeing young, talent and young people living out their dream and living with a passion. And I, you know what? I'm not going to keep my eye on you, especially since I met you and chatted with you. But like, all the best. May the hand of the Almighty stay on you. And everything you do and every ball you touch, may it bounce your way. Because I talk about bouncing balls all the time. Yeah. Because rugby was, there's a lot of ball play.
Bouncing, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just hoping that all the balls bounce your way. And if they don't, that you know what to do with them.
Thank you, Ella. It's been a pleasure and an honor chatting to you. And yeah, all the best with you. And hope you gain some knowledge now.
Ooh, ek gaan my man nou so jealous maak. Thank you so much, Kanan. And that's it from me as well. Do you know, I have learned so much in the last while. But what I've learned more than anything else is that rugby can help you make the most of life if you keep your eye on the ever-bouncing ball. Because no matter where it goes, no matter where life takes you, if you remember to love change, you will be a winner. That's it from me, Ella. I hope to see you again very soon. But please remember, love change. We'll be right back.